I always forget to turn my phone back from mute at the end of the day. And it is the end of the day. Walking in my car out in the parking lot. It's dark, it's wet, it's chilly. But I've been kind of burning all day long with my idea. And that's something that's been getting me going more and more the last several weeks, last couple of months, and it's just kind of accelerating. And today I had a single little tweet that I wrote that I think sort of summarized my whole point of view on films, filmmaking, where movies are going in the future, because it's a big thing right now that you know, big money that the theaters are and the studios are trying to figure out what's coming next. They are pushing the 3D stuff simply because they know as well as you do and I do that these days when you have a very nice television and you have a decent sound system, and you have Blu-ray, and you have Netflix, and you have all these things that are encouraging you to stay the hell home, that the movie industry as we know it is in trouble. Now, of course, the part of the thing there is they're hoping to sort of transition over into more direct media where you're getting it, you know, on disc, you're getting it on, you know, they're trying to make their money back that way, but they know very well that something's being lost. You know, some power that they've had for a long time is kind of fading away, because these days, cameras are cheap. Cameras are cheap. And video editing is easy. You can do it with free software. You can, anybody these days with enough patience could make Jurassic Park. If they really, you know, if you had like the Bruce Wayne of filmmakers out there who could just bootstrap themselves, you're perfectly capable of making very sophisticated films that 10 years ago could not have been made by anybody except a large studio structure. So the tweet that I had today, and I've wondered this sort of forever, there's a what I called the much prophesied next Star Wars. Every time some big tentpole, huge studio sci-fi movie would come out, or fantasy film would come out, you would always hear the exact same thing echoed in newspapers, online, TV. They would always say, this could be the next Star Wars. And of course, what they're really talking about is the next game-changing movie. You know, the next movie. The closest we have really come is The Matrix, which was game-changing. I mean, The Matrix just blew everybody away, and but still, it didn't have the quantum sort of the quantum explosion effect that that Star Wars initially did. Well, it occurred to me today that the next Star Wars, this anticipated game-changing film, more than The Matrix or The Lord of the Rings or any of that stuff, the next real game-changing film is going to come from some amateur who has bootstrapped himself into being a director and has made a crowdsourced, crowd-funded film. The next game changer will be the movie, the big movie, the popular, cool, awesome, game-changing movie that is made by people as opposed to studios, that's made well outside of the entire studio, the traditional format of making a film. This day is coming faster than anybody thinks. That's going to happen. That is going to happen sometime in the next 5 to 10 years. I assure you of that. And I mean, it will be like, to quote Gandalf, speaking of Lord of the Rings, it will be as the throwing of small stones against the side of a hill that creates an avalanche. Because when you have the, you know, this age-old idea of filmed entertainment that suddenly has that much of an opening just to everyday people, creativity is just going to go berserk. And I think quality will go really, really, really berserk. Now, here's the thing. Is when you have sort of amateur-made films, are you going to have a lot of really crappy films? Obviously, yes. You're going to have terrible films. But you're going to have some really interesting things, too. I think that I think our standards are going to change, where it will be much easier to recognize real quality. And I believe, not only that, but I think that also in some ways we're going to get much more forgiving. Because as more people get involved in the filmmaking process, I think you're going to have, go. This woman, she's not paying attention. Move. Thank you. Sorry. In case you wanted, I sounded like I was being a jerk there. I was actually trying to let her in, and she just wasn't watching me. But anyway, so yeah, that's my thing. The next Star Wars, the next big movie that's going to change everything about the film industry, which Star Wars did, don't let anybody kid you, is going to be, that's the next evolution of films. The next evolution of films is going to be a dude with a camera, and he crowdsourced the camera, and he borrowed it from his uncle, and he and his friends got together, and somebody had a fantastic idea, and somebody was pretty decent with Blender on a computer, and they made a freaking movie that is awesome. That's going to be what happens next. That person could be me, it could be you, it could be your cousin Larry. But that's going to be the direction things go. And I think the sooner we begin to realize that and we begin to think, how is distribution going to change? How are people going to want to watch these movies? Are we going to go see them in a theater? That seems unlikely, unless theaters change quite a bit and they actually offer something that my living room doesn't offer. Besides whiny, cryy children and people kicking the back of your seat, and, you know, nobody wants that anymore. So, I don't know, think about it. Give me an email, isoban@gmail.com, isoban@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, it's @isoban. And I'm very curious. I gotta pull the phone out here so I can actually stop the recording. But, yeah, let me know.